We talked. I came to school in 1959. I worked in public affairs office, and I guess I was clerk type. But Mr. McLaren was really nice. He considered me part of the staff. And I worked there. I don't exactly remember the date. And then I went to operations division for promotion. I was actually in the service section. They had a service section there where they did all the correspondence. That's where I worked at. I worked there for several years, and then I got promoted to the navigation system in the navigation branch. And that's the only three jobs I had at school. So I retired in 1985 as a navigation assistant. Public affairs office, and did the fishing report. Took down a little telephone, and I typed it up, and I read newspapers and cut out clippings, which seemed to me I couldn't believe that they had been doing on it. And that was really a fun job, you know. And we wrote up press releases, and all the people in there seemed to be rather creative, you know. They were. Leo Briley, he was in there, and Tom Malone, and Mr. Catherum, and Dot Roach, and but it was a really interesting job, kind of, you know, different from what most government jobs are, and they seem like they're more characters than maybe they are now. This man that worked in personnel, Mr. Smith, you know, he seemed like that he may have worked here since the beginning of time, you know. he told stories about, like, you know, he would go through the lock and he would swim across the lock with the personnel records in his mouth, you know, and he was really, he was really a very unusual character. and of course I didn't work under him, but even, you know, I had to deal with him a lot because I sent in personnel, you know, changes, and I'm sure other people that worked more around him could tell you bigger stories. Okay, and then when I was a navigation assistant, they sent the sheets in from all the locks of all the boats that went through. They had to, you know, mark all the tonnage and what time they went through and the size of the tow. And then when they got in here, we put that in the computer, and then we had to, like, summarize it. So sometimes it didn't exactly match, you know, so you had to kind of make it so it would get through the program and make minor changes, or, you know, change something that wasn't exactly right. And then put it on the then we ran it off, and then we did the tonnage, information, published the information. And usually we had a tonnage graph that we put out on each river, the Cumberland, Tennessee, and it told how much tonnage went which way, and sent pictures, you know, from computer pictures. Mm-hmm. And we actually went out on the river and checked all the docks on the river, and we also checked the depth. We had a depth recorder that recorded the depth, and this information went on the chart that they put out, you know, where the information on it, where you could get up and down, whatever. So and that was really interesting for me, because to be on a boat, you know, with, like, all these people, you know, that obviously knew more about the river than I did. But, you know, it was interesting, and they got a lot of good information. And one time we were going through the lock, and it started pouring down rain, because there was nothing on top of it. You know, the boat was open, you know. And Nod's fan said, well, you know, said, people think we have an easy job. Said, it's not always what people think, you know. And let's see what we I can't think of anything.